Welcome to the Riot Podcast.
Yay!
While you are listening to this, Nikki and I are making money for Radio U.
It has started for the Radio U Fall Fundraiser. So if you normally listen to the podcast and you maybe don't have a chance to listen to Radio U,
I just dropped my pen.
He really spectacularly dropped your pen.
Yeah.
But you can check out radiou.com. Find out that's where the Riot, that's where we're at. You know, we host a morning show on Radio U, so you have a chance to support Radio U, which helps support the Riot podcast.
Mm-hmm. So do that. Radiou.com. Just donate there. The podcast exists because the Riot exists. The Riot exists because Radio U exists. So you can see if Radio U stops existing, so does this podcast.
And that's where you come in. If you want to have a chance to help or find out more details, check out radiou.com. That does mean we're not sure yet what might happen in the next week or so, because we'll be raising money for Radio U since we're commercial free. So enjoy this podcast and then we'll see what happens, but we'll be back before you know it.
There may be another. There may not. We'll
there will
see.
Be. It just, you know, might
well,
be a week or so.
Eventually, there's going to be another
podcast. We will
podcast.
Be back.
It is the Riot.
We save the worst of the Riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
I'm sure this study exists in academia somewhere. I don't know where it is. You should probably put some effort into finding it, reading it, understanding it.
So you want some study into the study?
Yeah. Here's what I want to know is, what is it that compels a person to accelerate, speed up, get out in front of you, and then immediately, soon as they get in front of you, slow down? Because I was on a four-lane road. So there's me in a passing lane. There's a guy behind me. We're going, let's say, 50 miles an hour. The guy behind me rides behind me for a little while. Accelerates, 55, 60, gets in front of me and starts going 45. There are no other cars around. So it's not as if, like, well, you're in heavy traffic, he needed to slow down, there's a traffic light coming up, whatever. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's dark. Like, it is a long, 4, 5, 6 mile stretch of road, and this guy just can't handle being behind me. But once he gets in front of me, it's like, oh, well, don't want to go too fast.
Well, I find like sometimes people want behind you because they want you to lead the way.
They want you to speed.
So then that way, if there's a cop, you get pulled over.
Right.
But then when they get around you because they don't want to be patient anymore, they don't want to lead the way. So they slow down.
They don't want to be the one speeding.
Yeah.
So this guy, I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? I'm not getting involved in whatever.
Escalating it.
There's some, I feel like there are mind games being played here. So I was like, you know what? I know that at about 3 miles, I'm going to make a left-hand turn.
Sure.
Whatever.
So you don't want to go around him.
The other thing I thought was like, well, maybe this guy, he is going to make a right-hand turn. He really, whatever. No, no, no. He went the same way I did.
I was just
left-hand turn. I just want you to know that once we made the left-hand turn, I was like, I'm done here. I am. So I got in the left lane, speeding along, whatever. He matched my speed, and finally I was just like, okay, obviously this is a thing for this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's a thing.
And we're not playing it anymore.
And I'm not interested. I'm just trying to get to the studio. So whatever your thing is, it's fine.
No, I really think at that point then he's just wanting to match your speed so he doesn't get in trouble.
I guess. Whatever it was, I'm here now. And Nikki did, in fact, elbow me and got to the studio before I did. So
that
I don't
was
know what's
me the
going
whole time.
On.
I'm sorry.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
Let's talk about your need for man camp. Seriously. Because you're not a real man. So we're going to send you away to man camp and you're going to come back all grown up.
So what do they teach you at man camp?
Well, Nikki, first off, you can't just go to man camp like it's no big deal.
You have to be invited?
Well, I mean, there's that. And, oh, someone's been playing with my toys over here.
All right, Goldilocks.
All right, just hang on a minute.
Someone's been playing with his soundboard.
So you have to go up north for man camp, Nikki.
Of course.
All right. So when you get up north, that's when it's time for you to go to man camp. And they're going to teach you a lot of stuff. They're going to teach you how to change your oil. They're going to teach you how to build a fire.
That's good.
They're going to teach you how to go kayaking.
I guess.
They're going to teach you how to apologize.
Really?
No, but it is Canada, so you just assume that that's part of the curriculum.
You assume that's what that's about?
Well, you're going to learn that through osmosis, just being around Canadians.
Polite people.
So many people apologizing, and then you're going to be there. So it's coming up end of September. It costs about $1,100, and you got to get there. So
Canadian or U.S.?
Oh, that's an excellent question. My guess is that's probably a Canadian price. And as I said, you live in Florida, you got to get to Canada. That's on you, bro. So, or, well, yeah, bro, because it's not for girls. Man camp is not for women.
You're not allowed to, even though women should learn how to make a fire.
Well, they say that next year it's going to be open to women because the female response has been huge.
I would love to be able to know how to change oil.
I can teach you that.
Well, I just was saying that, and I was like,
you don't really want to know.
I was just saying it to say it when really I don't have to know, because you know.
Oh, so I'll just do it?
Well, I mean, and also at the store, the oil store.
There's a person there whose gender is not important.
No.
Who is more than willing and able to...
A small fee.
No problem.
We'll take care of that. And then a fire and a kayak and all that stuff.
It's no big deal. So a couple of other things they're going to teach you. Do you know how to change a tire?
Oh.
Do you know how to get around with a compass and a map?
On my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Google Maps.
And it has a compass. Obviously.
Duh. Who doesn't know that one?
There you go.
I can even do that in the wilderness.
No big deal.
As long as there's signal
if
strength.
If there's coverage, right. I mean, that's not on you. That's on...
I'm going to go ahead and put a check on that one, though, to say, like, I could.
Yeah. You think you could. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is, Nikki. That's the kind of stuff they're going to teach you at man camp. If and when you go to man camp.
Could not wait to go.
Those are all things I do know how to do. But the other thing here on the list is survive in the wilderness. Not really. No. Urban jungle. Yeah. I totally know what to do.
We can do that. Glamour camping.
Yeah.
Glamping.
Glamping. Sure. But, you know, hey, we just dropped you off in the middle of the Canadian outback.
That's why I'd be worried. Because here, if someone said that, it's like, what? We're camping at the beach? What are we doing here? But if you're in Canada, I feel like that's a bit more serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I would need to know how to use a compass and start a fire and kayak.
It reminds me of this time I saw this movie called Whitewater Summer that had Kevin Bacon in it. And that guy that became Frodo and Samwise Gamgee. What's his name? Sean Astin. And it was all about them being sent off to a camp like this.
Yeah.
And how they ended up getting in a huge fight and almost killing Kevin Bacon with a canoe oar. And then after that, they had to find their way home.
And they needed the survival skills.
And they had to drag almost dead Kevin Bacon to get help.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's not a good movie. But I'll tell you
this. It sounds fascinating.
After seeing that and being subjected to that movie when I was... probably too young to see it. I don't ever want to go to man camp. I'm done. I want to go to computer camp.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, are you an over or an under?
Are you saying for like toilet paper?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm neither. I don't even want to put it on the thing. I just let it sit there.
So how does it...
No, eventually I do. And if I do, then it's over.
It's over?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
If not, you just sit it right there.
With the expectation that Eric's going to put it on the roll, right?
Well, someone, or if not, I will eventually do it. I don't know why, it's just
a
thing.
Your mom comes over, she does it for you?
She's like, hey, just noticed. I don't know why.
Do you know what's really weird about this?
Why?
This would be a weird Nikki-ism, like, let's all make fun of Nikki, but I want you to know... you're not the only person I know.
Yeah, does that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like in the big battle of life, of like the responsibilities that I have.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't care just if the toilet paper's on the roll.
Okay. I had a friend named Jessica I remember her thing. She insisted that her roommate, Holly, had to put the toilet paper on the roll because she just...
didn't want to do it?
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And that bothers me so much more than like... whether you're over or under.
Because you don't understand?
First off, the fact that there's a third option. And the second, that it's just like, I feel like there's something in there where you're like, oh, I'm just too delicate for that.
No. It's not even that. I don't like the lint, the toilet paper lint that gets everywhere. And I know I could just get a toilet paper roll holder that's like the...
where you just, there's no
you
clicking. You just slide it on.
I don't have that yet. I'd have to put that in. And if I'm not putting the toilet paper on the roll, I'm... probably not going
to
do that.
You're not going to do that either. You're just out on that. I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
To be clear, I don't really care about over under either. Now, I think I put it under. Pretty sure that I do. Yeah, I think. I don't know. I put it on there.
Now, here we have a bigger problem.
What's that?
The toilet paper rolls are too big when you first put them on.
It's the worst.
And you can't you can't even roll it around to get toilet paper out of it because it's so big.
It's like one of those like double stuff rolls or whatever.
Like, I'll put the toilet paper on the roll here.
Yeah, because you have to.
But then
you're the only girl.
But then it's miserable because then you can't get it for a while.
Yeah, and it's great. You're like, oh, I'll just unroll this. And you're like, oh, one sheet at a time. One sheet at a time.
That is a negative here if you come to the Radio U bathrooms.
Yeah. So just hope. Normally, I wouldn't recommend going in after certain staff members, but you may need to so that you can actually use some toilet paper if you want to. Yeah. Well, this is all because there's a guy, was it on Imager or whatever, where he's got this thing where he showed everybody that he went into a public bathroom. He picked the lock on the toilet paper roll so that he could change it from under to over.
Yeah.
Because he wanted it to be that way.
Okay.
It's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, that seems like a problem for him to work through, but it's fine.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, Nikki, this is your opposite number in the world.
Yeah, this guy's trying too much.
This guy's he's picking locks in order to fix the toilet paper, whereas Nikki is like...
And posting about it.
I don't want anything to do with any of it.
I care about other things in life, so much other things, that this is just one thing that it actually doesn't bother me.
Just goes to the side.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well... I think that's great.
Until, I can't believe I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Until if it's been sitting there and it's thin enough, it falls through. So you have to just put it on the roll.
Okay. Just to be clear, the fact that you're so lazy that you let it get to that point.
It's like practically gone. I don't like it either.
That's one of the saddest things you've ever told me about yourself.
We all have our quirks, okay?
That's not even a quirk. That's like lay on the couch and tell them about your problems. All right?
I should have saved it for the therapist. So what do you do?
Like, I can't put it on the roll.
It falls through.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
So over the weekend, something really important happened. And that is, finally, after these many years, Nikki and I were able to... Oh, are you guys going to be able to hear
it? You want me to do it?
Maybe. Use headphones for the best experience.
Yeah, it just takes a while to load it up.
You know what? I don't think I've actually... No, I haven't. I haven't finished downloading it on my phone. I put it on my tablet. That's where I actually played this weekend. Lumines is now available on phones.
Now, you might be like, what is Lumines and what are you playing? It's an old game that is... It's different than like, it's like Tetris, kind of.
Yep.
But it's different. You kind of use the beat to the music to do your shuffling of like the squares, and the squares have different color variations, and you match them up, and then you get four, and then they clear out, and then you just keep going level to level, but you really use the music with it.
Yeah, and it's real time, so it's not like a match three, like Candy Crush, where you're like, okay, I'll just take my time and decide.
No, they're going from the top to the bottom.
The blocks are falling, and you have to arrange them in a certain order to get the blocks to disappear.
We loved Lumines so much. It was on PlayStation Portable, wasn't it?
That's right. A billion years ago, that was a thing. And it's been gone. They released it on the Xbox 360, which I have. I bought it on the 360.
Not the same, though.
It's not the same. And now it's available on phones. And what was it? $3, I think?
I didn't even look.
I
didn't even look. There have been a couple like copycat ones that we had looked at but never went through and played with.
And they were never good enough.
And we knew that the Lumines one was going to finally be coming out. There's just been, you know... rumors of it.
Yeah.
And when we both confirmed, because Obi told me, and it was like, okay, for sure.
Are you sure this is
Lumines? Is this the right one? And then we went for it.
I absolutely checked. There's a gaming blog I like, and someone posted it. I was like, wait.
Wait a minute. No one said anything.
Is that like, oh, I got it early because I whatever? Because we don't really review mobile games, though we probably should. That's what people actually care about. And we ended up getting, I looked at it, and it, boom. I was downloading it. I didn't even wait to check it. I texted Nikki immediately.
Hey, we're just like, we're buying it.
I'm downloading it right now. I haven't played it, but it's a thing.
And they have a classic mode, and then like a newish mode.
I played all. I played classic mode a few times.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I did not play as much this weekend as I thought I would.
Well, now that you're at work,
yeah, I
figured it'll finally kick in.
Well, now that I have something that I want to ignore and actively not be a part of, I feel like I'm definitely going to be playing
it. It's hard when a mobile game comes and it's like it's during a holiday weekend and you don't want your time taken up. But
yeah.
Once the holiday weekend's over with, you don't mind it to be here, so we enjoyed it.
Yeah, so yes, I spent time with friends and barbecuing and all that stuff.
And but an now old that friend.
Now that I'm back at work, I'm ready to start ignoring people so I can really get into Lumines.
So it's called Lumines, L-U-M-I-N-E-S, and dude, we were so excited.
That is right there. That is like, that's a Riot approved for sure. Like, we love
outside
that game.
Outside of Mario Galaxy series, it's probably the game that I played the most back in the day when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved it so much.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things that how often do you find Nikki and I that we completely agree on
something? A game.
Like, this and Mario Galaxy are two games that Nikki and I absolutely, positively, 100% agree on. I feel good about it.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So you're outside playing. There you are, having a great time. You fall and break your arm. I've done that twice. It's not good. It's just not.
In case you were wondering if it'd be fun or not.
No. In my particular circumstances, I needed help standing up. The break was that bad.
Yeah.
And so you break your arm, and you're like, Mom! Or Dad! Like,
and
whichever.
You could be the coolest kid out there. It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what. No, you're
if
done.
If you're breaking something, you're crying and you're calling for a parent.
You're done. You're screaming. You're like, help me. Help me. So parent walks out, sees you on the ground, and they're like, do you know that your room is still dirty? Do you know that? Do you know that early this morning I said, Obadiah, will you go in and clean your room? And instead you came out here.
And you broke your arm?
And you broke your arm. And I'll tell you what. As soon as that room is clean, I'm going to take you to the hospital. But we're not going anywhere until there's nothing on the floor. You understand? Nothing. No, that's ridiculous. Obviously, your parents are going to be like, I told you not to play on that skateboard.
And then they're screaming too.
And then they're picking you up and they're taking you and they're getting you taken care of. That's what parents do. Like they just take care of you. They are not going to not take care of you because of whatever. Here's something I want you to know. Right now, you need some help. You can ask God for help and God is not going to show up and be like, I am going to help you as soon as blank. That's not the way God works. God loves you, all right? Jesus has already cleaned your room, if we take the metaphor there. He's going to take care of all that stuff. What he needs you to do, I guess needs not the right word, what he's waiting for you to do is to ask for help. Now, most of us in life, we get hurt, we get messed up, we get whatever, and here we think one of two things. Either I do it myself, or we think, oh, God can't, he's not going to help me. Look at what I did. Look at what I've done. Look at whatever. I'm not a good enough person to ask God for help. But see, it's not, there's nothing wrong with God. It's our idea of who God is that is all screwed up. All right. God is a loving parent that cares about you. And yeah, God knows you didn't clean your room. He loves you anyway. He knows whatever. He loves you anyway. He's going to help you, even though maybe you don't have it all together. Okay? And I mean, quite frankly, he gets you cleaned up. He might say to you, like, all right, well, we're going to go take care of your room. Whatever. Okay? God's not in the business of just letting everything go, but at the same time, he's in the business of letting everything go. He loves you. He's going to help you. So look, today, you're laying on the ground. You're trying to decide whether or not you want to scream. It's time to start screaming. It's time to ask God for help. Say, Jesus, I need that. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want you to be my dad. I want you to help me because here's what's going on. And you can talk to God. Maybe your arm really is broken. I hope not. I don't want to ever break anything again as long as I live. But if you've got something else going on, something that's just as bad, just as painful, maybe it's just a big deal to you, you can talk to God about it. He's going to get involved today.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
It is The Riot on Radio U. Don't forget the fall fundraiser starts Thursday afternoon. You can get in early at radiou.com/donate. And what with all the money you have from your job, it will be easy. Which job? the one that you're working, where you're experiencing untold levels of happiness and productivity.
You're not doing that job?
Well, you should be, because according to this, working outside of the office is where you're the happiest and the most productive.
So wait, what does that mean, working outside of the office?
Sorry, I had to take a drink. what they mean is you've got a job that's flexible, and they're like, hey, you can work from home if you want to.
I gotcha.
Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and work from home.
As long as you're good, you're fine.
Oh, man. That'd be great. Just like, yeah, I'm going to work from home today. I'm so working from home today.
Which is why they've never allowed us to figure out a way for us to do the show each from our own respective homes. Which
I can't do that.
We could do, and a lot of morning shows do, but we do not need to have that experience.
Well, Nikki, when I finally move to a sunshinier place, we'll figure it out.
Then you'll find out.
In the meantime,
we got to come in.
We got to come in. We do. Yes. Need to come in. Got to be here. Now, you know, for the rest of the day, I don't see why we couldn't just whatever.
Well, certain days, maybe you go out and some days you stay in.
Yeah. We should work that in. Whatever. I'm going to become more of a free spirit. Sometimes I go to work at the park. It's where I can get some more work done.
You don't want your job to really hold you down like that. You can just go and figure out what day, you know, works for you and what you need to do.
Yeah. Besides, this place is full of distractions.
You're responsible enough. You can handle it.
I can handle it. Of course, there are people who probably could, and I don't know. But my thing is that I figure what I've got to do. Wait. I got it. I totally have it. Okay. So they say working from home, you get more productive, right? So what I'm thinking is over the next several months, I begin to become less and less productive.
At work?
Slowly over time. Not all at once. Can't be all at once because then they notice. But what we want to do is you want to lower the bar 5 to 10% each month. Then by the time we get to Christmas, I've reduced my actual work productivity level by 40%.
During that time, should we be passing to our boss these articles about productivity outside of the workplace?
Yes, yes. Now, then what we do is we do Christmas and we come back and we have a big meeting.
Yes.
All right? In which we present our proposal to ramp up, et cetera, et cetera. But see, Nikki, we've lowered the bar so much in the preceding months that when we stop coming in, all of a sudden it seems like we're being hugely productive, when in reality we have reduced, you know, so far that being just slightly more productive suddenly seems like it's working.
Like you've just made leaps and bounds of productivity and you're doing the right thing.
But in the end, we have still managed to work far less than we are currently.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's also said that sometimes people could put in the same amount of effort to the job that they do, the planning of getting out of the job that they do.
Well, I don't like where you're going. Nikki, you got to think about it short term.
Now, you can do that outside of the office.
Like, short term, I'm working really hard to be less productive.
Yeah, sure.
But by doing this short term, long term.
Long term, it's a good report.
Like, long term laziness is going to work a lot better. And I just want to say in this article, I love the stock photo because it's this woman sitting at her computer at home. Nothing's turned on.
Monitor's not on.
She's sipping coffee and just with her feet up, staring outside the sunny window. And she looks like, I think she's being inspired.
And she's still getting paid.
Yeah. That's the thing, is this is all a woman getting paid to do nothing. And she has little plants around and a cup of coffee. I like it. I mean, it's making me want to go home and work real hard right now. So as soon as I get up from that nap, but that nap's there to increase creativity and productivity. It's a creative nap.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
Well, since the yoga thing didn't work out, we're back to Riot Control.
Might as well do some game reviews.
Might as well do what we're good
you
at,
can
I guess.
Always check out Riot Control through riot.radiou.com with other games that we've been featuring.
So I've been playing Deus Ex Mankind Divided. It's on the PC, the Xbox One, and the PlayStation 4. We got a code to play it on the PC, and with that beautiful NVIDIA 1080 that I dumped all that stupid money on.
Your graphics card?
You might as well go ahead and play it on the PC. So Deus Ex Mankind Divided is a sequel to Deus Ex Human Revolution. That's not right. Whatever the heck the last one was, it's the sequel to that. And it's out now. The story picks up basically where that one leaves off. You are Adam Jensen. You're an AUG and a member of an anti-terrorist group. Now, Nikki, an AUG is an augmented person.
Yeah.
Basically a cyborg. And they're not really well regarded in society right now. What with the AUG incident a couple years ago. We all remember that.
That's right.
That was when all the cyborgs, something happened. They went crazy and killed a bunch of people.
So that was a previous game?
But it wasn't their fault. So you should stop judging them for it, okay? And that is, of course, a key element in this game. Setting aside all of the intricacies of the plot, you've got mainline, you've got side stories. A lot of it really does revolve around, would you call it racism? I don't know. That idea that's kind of spread throughout the game. But at the end of the day, Deus Ex is a first-person, doesn't have to be shooter. It's kind of a first-person adventure game that does involve some violence and role-play. One of the biggest things about Deus Ex Mankind Divided that is tempting is that you can go through the game without killing anybody. You could take maybe not non-violent.
A peaceful approach?
You're going to punch people in the throat or, you know, choke them out.
Non-lethal approach.
And that's one of the most exciting ways to play because that's one of the things that's amazing. Just one of the very, very opening sections of the game, I had to get to somebody that was making phony IDs. And so you could go in guns blazing or you could go in, use your rifle to knock that guy out and then sneak in through the building. Well, later I found out that you actually could have just got through the first part, opened that one garage door, and gone up through a vent. And that would have taken like 2 seconds if I would have found that stupid vent. But I didn't until it was all over. And I played that section over and over again until I got it right. And that's where the game is both at its best and at its weakest. It is so much easier to go in and just shoot everybody. And in fact, I had one part, again, near the very beginning where I was like, no, we will not harm a living soul.
We will draw the non-lethal part.
We are going to be non-lethal in Deus Ex Mankind Divided because that's the people that we are. We don't hurt people that don't need to be hurt. And after about 2 hours and getting so frustrated that I shut the game off and left and came back later, I was finally like, man, we're getting some ammo and we're lighting some people up. And of course, that took about 5 minutes.
Then you're through the game.
Yeah. So how you want to play, I guess, is up to you. I tried so hard to be non-lethal. What I ended up doing was a mix of both, trying very hard to be non-lethal and whatever. And
well,
so
maybe that gives you longevity with a game because you can play through one way and then try your best to go back through once you have a chance to see it in a different perspective and then play again.
Well, I felt like the learning curve was stiff. And I tried. I really tried. I beat my head against that time and time again. I was. And I finally, you know, took another route. Now, the funny thing is, I talked to friends that played and they were like, what? It's easy. You just do this, just whatever. So it could be that I'm an idiot. And I can accept that. I really, really can. So Deus Ex Mankind Divided, it is an interesting, it's not technically a puzzle solving game, but it feels like a puzzle as you keep finding yourself in different environments and to how it is that you want to take a look at it. It looks really good. I found the story to be interesting. It is cyberpunk, like old school cyberpunk storytelling. And if you like that, there's plenty to like there. As I said, PC, Xbox One, PS4, that's where you'll find it. You want to find more Riot Control, remember, riot.radiou.com.
You can sign up for the podcast there.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
So there's a dude in Ohio, Jason Kozan, 31 years old, suburb of Chicago. He has, for the last year, been egging his elderly neighbor's house.
Oh, really?
This story,
way to go.
It's so crazy that it's hard to
believe
that it's real. But from May 2014 to June 2015, he has been throwing eggs at his elderly neighbor's house. He also threw apples, potatoes, and grapefruit. And he has just pled guilty to a misdemeanor. So he got some kind of a plea deal for inducing panic. And as a result, he doesn't have to go to jail. He gets 18 months of probation.
Sure.
But you can see this old guy's house. The old dude is like 90. Like, he's not, we're not talking about old guy, like he's 45 and, you know, this is just like that Neighbors movie or whatever.
He's 90.
No, this guy is 90. All right.
I mean, do they have video of the guy doing it, or like, what do they say caused it?
Well, there's the problem is that they said that basically if this went to trial, which is what it would take to send this guy to jail, there's enough reasonable doubt
to
that they wouldn't
him.
Be able to prove it. But they say that this guy has egged this guy's house more than 100 times.
What for? They just didn't get along?
Meanness.
Okay, just being mean.
Just being,
and there are people like that.
Just wanting to be mean. I just keep coming back to this idea of, okay, one night things get out of hand. You egg your neighbor's house. You happen to have eggs in the fridge because you eat eggs for breakfast a couple of times a week. It's
fine.
Well,
you tried that one week. You were going to
have a healthy
breakfast.
And make your own breakfast.
Yeah, you really tried, but you still have the eggs.
The eggs are still in there. So in a moment of stupidity, maybe you're drunk, maybe you're not. You throw eggs at your neighbor's house. You wake up the next morning and you're like, what am I doing with my life?
You go That's apologize, enough. Help them clean up.
Maybe. At the very least, you regret it whether you cop to doing it or not.
And you feel bad every time you see the older 90-year-old man whose house you egged.
You're out there, he's picking up eggshells in the lawn, and you're like, hey, good morning! Hey!
Oh, shame to see what happened there.
Gosh, this neighborhood's really coming apart. It's terrible. But this guy has, for the last year, been egging this guy's house. This means that when he goes shopping for food, eggs are on the list.
It's
not
because just eggs.
Not, yeah, well, I mean.
He's on grapefruit, other things.
See, I think those were times when he was out of eggs.
Oh, gotcha.
You know? But you're going and buying eggs specifically, like on purpose. Well, what are the eggs for? You don't need eggs. Well, they're to throw at my neighbor's house. I hate him. So I just throw these eggs at him. Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, this time, let's go ahead and get that jumbo pack. Because that's on sale. That gets you 18 eggs for the price of 12.
This guy during his 18 months needs some time to reflect on his actions.
It's just stupid.
I know.
And again, I come down on, I'm not willing to put the effort into a year-long project. Or it's just like, oh yeah, keep buying the eggs. At some
point, you're going out late at night to egg the guy's house.
At some point, I'm just like, you know what, guys? This isn't even worth it anymore.
Turn
like,
into work.
Exactly. This isn't fun. Now I'm only egging this guy because I have to. And you know, when you've moved from want to have to, why are we even doing this anymore? We should just stop.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Honestly, might have seen more people answer this question this morning than like any.
All right, guys. And every time there's a Doctor Who question.
I'll just tell you, know our audience. Ask a sports question. A few people will answer. They got it. Ask a Doctor Who. I spend the entire song telling people they're not a winner. That's what I've been doing. So your question of the morning, what's the name of that thing the doctor flies around in?
You've got Will. He's got your answer. He was first to get correct.
That's correct. Hi, Will.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's your answer?
TARDIS.
It is a TARDIS.
Very good.
You are correct, sir. Thanks for calling. Have a great morning.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so the doctor flies around in the TARDIS.
Which is a blue telephone booth?
Yeah. It's actually alive. It's a time machine.
On the outside, though,
right,
it looks like a blue telephone booth.
It got
booth.
Stuck
yeah.
in that form. They're supposed to be able to change form, but it got stuck. At least that's the way I understand it. It means time and relative dimensions in space. At least that's what the internet says, so
Must be true.
Yeah, and I do have a bag. I bought it at Hot Topic.
It's fine. You like it. It's fine.
Just leave it.
It's a TARDIS bag. It's fine.
I was walking through the mall. I saw it in the window.
Like, what are you doing?
I know.
Walking through the mall?
What am I doing with my life?
Find a bag?
I'm walking. You know what? I'll tell you exactly what happened. Wow, this is actually the story. I went to see Star Trek at the mall, the movie theater. I was walking down the mall. I saw that bag in the window.
Which is why they put it close to the front, because they knew Star Trek people would be walking to the theater.
And I was like, how much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail? I'll take that one. And so I went in, and I had to go back to Hot Topic 3 times because I couldn't convince myself to buy it because I'm such a cheapskate.
Yeah, but now you're happy. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I know. I totally got it. I say all this because there's some new Doctor Who on the way, and you're like, when does the season start? Okay,
in
not
two
that.
Years.
All right. What we're talking
not
about.
Not really. It's not that far away.
Talking about is an animated Doctor Who that is coming on November 12th. is when it will be airing on BBC America. What it is back in the 70s, the BBC was like, what are all these tapes? Apparently, they did a purge, not just of Doctor Who, but of like tons
like
of
that one
old
movie?
Shows. No, different purge. For one night, all of the tapes. You can destroy anything you want. But what they did was they destroyed a bunch of film stock, a bunch of tapes, a bunch of stuff. And so there are about, I guess, 100 episodes now of Doctor Who that are lost.
Oh, really? Someone made a mistake.
Yeah, well, it's not. But back in the day, they were like, look.
We don't need these.
We don't need these stupid shows. And again, it wasn't just Doctor Who. It was tons of stuff. Well, they've recovered a bunch of them, but there's one that is apparently a very like popular episode that they've never recovered called The Power of the Daleks. But they have the audio. I don't know why they have the audio. They just do. So they're taking the audio from that episode and they are animating.
Oh, to go with it? Uh-huh. Well, that's a clever way to work around that.
So that'll be a way for you to see, quote unquote, this episode with, I
Someone
guess, the original dialogue.
Someone had a good
dialogue.
Idea to make that work.
It is kind of cool. And if only they could travel through time and keep them from stopping destroying the...
So that'll be in November. You can watch the animated with the old audio.
Yeah. So it's November 12th on BBC America. If that's your thing.
Then you have something.
Then you definitely have something.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Nikki, how many Chicken McNuggets have you ever eaten? Meaning like in a row, you sat down. Because I always feel like when I get a 10-piece... It's like, I guess it's enough, but I could eat way more than this.
Yeah, but I bet you I've probably only eaten a 10-piece, like, if that was all that we got.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I've done a 20-piece before. I mean, it was funny. I was out with some people, whatever, get a 20-piece McNugget, and I remember thinking to myself, like, okay, this is a funny, fun, one-time thing. Like,
cause we can't do this often.
We all got 20-piece McNuggets.
Oh, sure.
But I thought to myself, like, this can't become... your new normal.
Didn't they also do a 50 thing for a while or 50 nuggets in a pack?
They do that. I don't know if you can order that every day. You probably can, but they'll do like
it's seems promoted
like
at certain
it's part
times.
Of like an NFL thing or whatever, like the 50 McNugget pack or whatever. So that's a thing. But yeah, I've never crossed the 20 McNugget barrier. That was a line. You draw that line, and sometimes you just got to say, you know what, guys?
That's it.
That's as far as we're going to take this thing. But then there are those among us that go a lot farther. Natter Retta, he is a professional competitive eater. He's known as freak eating. And freak eating here, we've actually talked about him before because a couple of weeks ago, he broke the In-N-Out record. Because remember, he was trying to eat a 50 by 50.
Yeah.
He made it to a 40 by 40, which was still the record. That's the largest.
Still a great job.
You know, in recorded history that anyone has done with the In-N-Out burger. Well, he sat down with some McNuggets, and the goal was 200.
How many did he get through?
200 McNuggets.
In how long?
I don't think they had a time limit.
That's a lot of nuggets. And I know you're like, yeah, you could do it. No, I don't think most of us could.
Well, the existing record was Food Meets Beard. He had 155 that he ate.
It was so many.
So freak eating pushed past that. He got to 170.
Plus, normally for competitive eaters, they rely on sauces a lot, too.
Yeah.
So you're not just eating. I mean, you're having sauces, too.
Oh, yeah. He's got, I'm looking at the spread. This whole video of him doing this is 2 hours long. 2 hours and 7 minutes, actually. And is he still... Like, does he use the dipping stuff?
Yeah, normally
he's using dipping
sauces.
Just
like with a hot dog eating contest, they always dip it in water.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have something with it. Otherwise, you can't get through that many nuggets.
And he has a Coke out, but I don't think he's drinking that. Like, that would be a terrible idea. I wouldn't think you want anything carbonated.
No, not carbonated, I wouldn't think, but unless he likes the drink.
Yeah, well, it looks like maybe he's drinking water, too. They say he did, like, the first 100 was just like...
No problem.
Why? This isn't even a competition. This is a joke.
Then he hit the nugget wall.
And then
that was it.
Well,
he broke through.
It always makes me think of, I had a friend that we did the milk challenge with. And I'll tell you right now, he was like, this is easy. It's nothing. And he drank the whole gallon of milk like it was no big deal. Then all of a sudden, at about 40 minutes in, I just heard...
Lots of the heavy breathing.
Yeah, the heavy breathing starts, and that's when you know something's changed.
And then the trip to the bathroom.
Yeah, and that's what happened with old Freak Eating here. He hit 100, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe not as easy.
But he's a competitive eater, so he pushed through.
Oh, he pushed through.
200 nuggets, and that was a McDonald's record.
No. That was his goal.
That was his goal?
He ate 170.
Oh, I gotcha.
So 200 was the goal, but he still holds the record now.
Still, that's amazing.
170 McNuggets. Shut up.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Oh my gosh, this is perfect. I got it.
What is it?
I got it. Chang Hong, which Eric and I were talking about yesterday.
The TV maker?
Chang Hong is a Chinese company that does make TVs. And we were talking about how yesterday, it's like, man, we haven't heard anything from Chang Hong in a while.
Well, it's been a few years, but for a while there, I think it was mostly when 4K started, and then just HDTVs in general.
Yeah.
But there would always be these TVs on, like, a lot of the deal sites we go to. There'd be super, super amazing deals. We're talking
amazing,
like,
deals.
How much is this saying? Like,
practically, half the price.
Practically giving it away. Right. But it was always companies and TV makers that you never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And Chang Hong was one of them.
Well, and we always
But it's really popular in China.
Right.
But just not here.
Chang Hong to us always sounded made up.
It did.
It was just like, oh, it's a Chang Hong. Like, well, what is it really? No, it is.
It's a Chang Hong.
It's a Chang Hong.
Again, popular in different parts of the world.
That's exactly right. And so Chang Hong has just announced, Nikki, and this I think is perfect. You can snag their 98-inch 8K TV, only $55,000.
Well, that's a deal, I guess, for that.
Mm-hmm. So it's a nice one.
I guess maybe let's back it down back to 4K.
Well, but this is future-proofing. Like, you're going to buy a 4K TV, and eventually 8K is going to come along.
You're not
going to
have the new thing then.
You're going to be like, why didn't we just get an 8K while we had the chance? So, you know, your option now is to what? Pay $400, $500, $600 for that 4K TV.
Or for the...
For $55,000.
It's less than that.
Yeah. We can get you the Chang
Hong. Yesterday? What was the one that I thought was the German company? The Hyman or...
Heil. Something.
Heisberg?
Uncertainty principle?
Something.
No, it was. I think it's Heier. H-A-I-E-R, which somebody's like, that's Arr! I don't know. Yeah, that's what it was. We found a place that had a 55-inch 4K TV, $350. And it
sometimes, though, these are getting too low.
It's got to be a nice one.
Like, they're too low.
It's got to be.
It was HD, but it wasn't in color.
Right. But what do you need all that color for anyway?
Aren't you grateful just to have HD? It's 4K.
Come on.
What 4Ks. Company or where is Heier from?
It's a Chinese multinational consumer electronics and home appliance company. Headquartered in Qingdao, Shandong.
Okay, so it is
province.
Chinese. Okay.
Yeah, that is Chinese. We thought it was German or maybe Indian, but it is neither. Oh, but it says it's multinational, so...
Who knows?
Could have been coming from wherever.
Listen, if you're looking for a TV and you want a cheap one, you contact us first, okay? We've got a lot of links we can send you.
Yeah, and just tell us, like, what brand are you looking for exactly, and how do you feel about Chang Hong?
It might not be a name you're used to,
right. But
you got a good deal, and... Sometimes for some of the prices, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's bad.
$55,000. I can get a 98-inch TV. That's great. I mean, I've got a 55-inch TV at home.
You
How bad
enough.
Does that suck? I mean, what is this? The Dark Ages?
Only it's not even 4K.
I know. It's like 1K. This is 8Ks. Man. Gosh. Sometimes I just hate where I live, my whole life, everything.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
The people in Florida are passing laws. Because I'll tell you what, guys. When people are doing something wrong, as soon as you pass a law, it's done.
I don't know if it technically fixes everything.
You pass a law and suddenly it's like, all right, guys, my bad.
Everybody lines up and does
my
what they're
bad.
Supposed to.
This actually, to me, is an example of... Do we need a law for this? Do we need a rule? And it's a reminder that laws and rules exist because somebody did it and they had to tell people to stop doing it.
Not just somebody. and enough,
somebody's
enough of people was doing it wrong.
Yeah. Well, next week, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is going to be voting on how owners can handle venomous reptiles. So here's
what's
the deal.
Question, or
well, here's where it comes down to. In Orlando, and I kind of vaguely remember this, but we get a lot of weird stories from Florida, right? Because Florida's a bunch of crazy people. They had a huge problem in Florida around this time last year because a very venomous snake was on the loose, and
they had to find it.
That's a problem. So what these new laws and prohibitions would put in place is that it would no longer allow the free handling of non-native venomous reptiles outside of an escape-proof room.
Sure.
So, translate, if you have a very venomous snake, reptile, whatever.
That's not native to Florida.
Mm-hmm, and free handling means that you're not using tongs or gloves, so that you just, with your hands, are holding the snake. And
you thought it'd be fun to show somebody, like, outside your house.
Right. And it's non-native. So in other words, if you have a venomous snake that is native to Florida.
If you have like the Florida venomous python or something, then it's fine.
But if it's a snake that is not native to that area of Florida.
Then it's not.
You have to be in an escape-proof room. An escape-proof room means all windows, gaps, and doors are secure.
Because the one in Orlando last year got out.
It did.
Of a house.
And so that's a big problem. Now, I just want to say it again. I don't feel like I need a rule to tell me, because here's the thing. Free handling? How about no handling? I'm not going to be handling any venomous reptiles. Like, oh, don't you want to pick up this cobra and pet its head? Nope, I don't. But it's a majestic creature.
No, thank you.
Okay, cool. Like,
and I don't want to be in a sealed off room with it either.
Okay, think about what they're telling you. Hey, if you want to play with this venomous snake, we're going to put you in an escape-proof room to do it. That sounds like a nightmare.
Sounds
they're
like
throwing
a movie.
You in a room you can't escape from with a venomous snake? Are you for real? That's the kind of stuff you wake up screaming from, not like, oh, good, we've made the room escape-proof. Now let's get the snakes out. What? Like, are you for real right now? And of course you are, which is why Florida Wildlife and Conservation has to have their little rule.
Now they do.
They got to change things up a little bit. So here's what I love this. The people, the snake owners in Florida are like, this is an outrage. That was a one-time incident. Big deal. Oh, boy. I don't belong in Florida, Nikki.
I don't think so.
I just don't.
Especially not around the snake stuff.
Do you know what? I actually think we'd do well in Canada. I think we would. There are bears there. Gets cold.
It's calm enough. It's fine.
It doesn't get as hot. I think we'd do all right.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure. We have lots of those. Here's another one.
Artifex Preo fans are getting ready for Friday, the release of Passengers, which will finally be out.
Yes, a brand new album. It's a new dawn, Nikki. It's
a new day. That'll be on Friday.
And all of creation joins them in singing, and they join us on the phone. Well, it's actually the entire band, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hi, everybody.
Good morning.
So we've never had, I don't think, an entire band on speakerphone, and there are six of you, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
Wow. Okay. How do you...
bathroom.
Well, everybody has to get super close to the phone, because there's so many. So why don't you guys go around and say hey.
Hi.
This is going to be great.
Thank you. You know what? I take that back.
Never mind.
Don't go around and say hello. Don't go around.
So, what's new with Artifex Pareo? Aside from the new album, are you guys out on tour right now?
We are making our way to California to start tour with I the Mighty and Dayshell and Picturette.
Awesome. Well, I saw that you guys, but you've already had technically like your hometown CD release show, right?
That's correct.
How did it go?
Awesome. It was absolutely beautifully wonderful, better than we expected. We love playing at Louisville. We don't do it often enough. We had a great time.
Now, from Kentucky to start the rest of the tour, do you get to fly to California or do you have to drive all the way to California? I know. Yes, I hear the tone. So you get to drive.
And we're playing two shows. We played Oklahoma City last night. We have an off day today, and then we're playing Flagstaff tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then off to Sacramento.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to be spending a lot of quality time in very close spaces.
Yes. We're good at that. We know how to do that.
Okay. Well, then what's your strategy? How are you guys going to make that work?
We try and take turns driving as much as possible. We have bunk beds going on in the van, so there's always somebody doing a little napping, a little relaxing.
Okay.
Do you do like a rotation with the driving, or is it just a couple of people that you trust with that particular aspect of it, and then they rotate?
We rotate for the most part. This is Lucas. I spent most of the last tour not driving at all, so I'm kind of in the hot seat.
For this one, you need to put your time in?
Yeah.
I was going to say, everybody says they rotate, but there's usually one guy that really does the driving.
Jerry likes big, long day drives. Jeremiah drives for 10 hours at a time just because he thinks it's fun.
Okay.
Well, let him have that then, I guess. That's all crazy. It's all him.
So what about the album? The album is out this Friday. You guys excited?
Yes, very excited for people to hear it. We've been sitting on it for a while, so we're ready to get it out there.
How long has it been done?
March.
If you told me March of like 2015, then we maybe would have talked. That's a long time then.
Yeah, we've been anxious about it, so it feels good to be the week of.
Yeah, so what do you guys want to do? Obviously you're touring, but do you guys have that thing you do to celebrate a brand new album release?
We're going to play some shows.
Okay. All right.
Well, some bands do like a lunch barbecue together or a breakfast not every band is always together on release day, but since you guys are touring and will be out, is there like some go to
Chick-fil-A maybe?
You go to a record store and you still try to find copies of it, so it just depends.
Yeah, when we released Time and Place, I think because that was our first one on Teeth and Nail, we had like a little listening party / get together at our house. But we didn't get to have anything like that this time before we left home. But maybe when we get back, we'll, you know, do what we can.
Nah, when you guys get back, you're going to get as far away from each other as you can. Six dudes in a van.
It might not be that bad. It depends.
I don't know. Guys, I'm only basing that on my experience with Nikki. When our show's done, we get as far away from each other
as
possible.
That is true. We don't even need a trip in the van for that. But Artifacts Preo, don't forget, on Friday, Passengers is coming out. So that'll be your chance to find that if you want to through shop.radiou.com. You have a few chances to get it still pre-ordered and then get ready for Friday.
Yeah, so anything else you guys want to tell us about the album, about the tour?
Come see us and buy the record in the first week. First week sales will decide what we get to do for the rest of the year and beyond. So if anyone's interested whatsoever, please, please, please pick it up that first week. We're really proud of it. We like it a lot. We hope you do too.
That's kind of a good point that not a lot of bands make. I mean, you tend to say, okay, well, maybe I'll wait and grab it later when it goes on sale, or even Thanksgiving or Christmas time as you get closer to it. But it does help if you, just like when a movie comes out, that first weekend is super important. That first week of band sales are very important to a group to see what they can do the rest of the year.
Just that litmus test of, who we get to tour with and what kind of shows we get to play and all that kind of stuff. So
don't be afraid to buy it full price and buy it early.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Artifacts Preo, guys, it's been good talking to you, and we really do wish you the best on that first week and beyond.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
We appreciate it. On this.
Right on, dude. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys. The next time you're here, you make sure you stop in so we can eat.
That's our tradition.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
for
my tradition.
Album release.
A band comes in, we eat. That's what I like to do.
We watch you eat or we eat.
You're welcome to join us. There's not a problem with that.
I mean, my thing is I'm eating for sure. And if you guys want to eat too, that's okay.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I can work with anything, guys. You just tell me what
flexible.
Needs to happen.
He's
very flexible. All right, guys. Well, hang on just one second.
Hang tight again. Artifacts Preo Passengers is out on Friday. Help support the band. Grab the details through shop.radiou.com, and it includes their new song, Paper Ruled All.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Some of you may recall, and I know Nikki does, when I remind her of it, that earlier this year I had Nikki on the SRP. That was the sneeze reduction program.
What was that?
The sneeze reduction program was every time Nikki would sneeze, I would give her a very nasty look.
Oh my gosh, no, that's when you'd be like, stop! stop it. You would yell at me.
That's the other thing I would do is I would yell stop it sometimes, but then sometimes I wouldn't yell stop it. I got to the point where she was cringing because she knew I was going to yell, and then I would just stare at her and really mean. And so what would happen was she'd be waiting for me to yell, and then she'd look up and just see my angry face.
That's good memories, right? I forgot about that.
Yeah. And some people are like, well, that's really mean. Well, guess what? Nikki has all but quit sneezing.
Yeah. At least in front of you.
I mean, it totally worked. No. I mean, you might be sneezing at home, but that's why Eric needs to get on the SRP. And then pretty soon you're not going to be sneezing at all.
No, it's gone.
I mean, that would just completely take care of itself. But I was thinking during the break as you were hacking and coughing yet again, maybe I should have put you on a CRP while you were sick.
A coughing one?
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is, last night I finally slept. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks where during the nighttime it'd be bad and I would wake up coughing. So I would go to sleep for like maybe anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour mostly, or every so often 2 hours, and I'd wake up coughing.
However long it took for the mucus to build up until you just couldn't stand it anymore.
And then you'd wake up, you'd cough a lot, and then you'd try to go back to sleep. So, I mean, I've had so much less sleep than I would, which is why it's hard to get over the bronchitis and stuff. And so last night was the very first night of sleep.
Real sleep.
I slept from 10:30 until to where I was almost late for the show. And then I think I'm coughing more this morning because I didn't cough it out during the night.
That could be.
Yeah, so it's just been a thing.
But do you want me to help you?
I don't like when you yell at me.
Because
you're so convincing. And I know he's teasing me when he does it.
Yeah.
But the other part of me doesn't like it because it's, again, very convincing.
It really hits like a sensitive spot.
It hits home because I don't like being yelled at.
I know, but my question is like,
will it help me?
Do you think it would help you?
Maybe. Stop it! See, I don't like it.
Knock it off!
You're pointing to.
Yeah, the point is an important part of the SRP.
And it hurts,
sneeze
too,
reduction program.
Then you know it's like, oh yeah, he's talking to me.
You know what? Quit. Now. I've had enough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have your mom's number. I will call her right
now. I'm very sorry.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that we have to do it. We don't have to. That's why we're talking about it. It's like, you know, do we want
to... Like, I have to cough, and I feel like I just swallowed it to just, like, stop it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with a fundraiser coming up, Nikki, I can't have you coughing all the time.
That's true. I don't want to be coughing all the time.
I mean, you figure the two of us in the studio for hours and hours and hours, me constantly yelling at you, that's a recipe for success.
It's going to be great.
I mean, write it down. Start the blender. Let's get the oven warmed up.
Please give early. Please. And just fast.
Just
don't make it wait. I don't need that to be prolonged.
However you want to do, it's fine.
No, but I'm glad I slept last night. I feel like perfectly fine, except the coughing now and the little bit of laryngitis left, but outside of that, much better.
So
I didn't throw up
out
yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Woo!
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Oh, I am healthy.
Baby steps. So no throwing up
no
and
throwing
sleeping
up yesterday.
Gosh, look at you.
Like
look
a baby. Just like a baby.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Our Nikki's growing up.
I am.
She really is.
Now, if we could just not yell at me, that'd be even better.
All right. All right, we won't do it, but I'll tell you what, since you're on the back end of this, it's fine, but the next time we feel like it's starting up.
Yeah, start then, and don't let
we're
me.
We're going to start right at the beginning.
That sounds like a plan.
Right at the beginning.
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome, Radio U.
So, you know what, we'll get into maybe the thick of it a little bit later, and by a little bit later, I mean probably just in a few minutes, but yesterday, in the middle of all those press conferences, something got announced
that... You had a lot to choose from.
There actually is, but something got announced that I was not expecting. Mario is coming to your phone.
Ooh.
It's kind of a big deal, right?
Nintendo's like, oh, we can make more money that way.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Super Mario Run is coming to iOS first. Then it's going to come to, what's that other thing? Android. That's what I have.
That is correct.
But they say that it's coming to iOS, so like iPhones and iPads first.
Now, what's different about this is before Pokemon Go, this would have never happened. I feel like it would have.
Well, not necessarily, because remember, Nintendo announced early this year that they were bringing games to phones. But the big shock and surprise about this is that they've never said a word about a Mario game.
Yeah.
What they had said was they were bringing Animal Crossing and the...
Don't have to give me more than that.
Ah! The one! The tactics game! The fantasy tactics
Zelda?
Game! Fire Emblem!
Fire Emblem.
Good Lord!
You got it.
I did get it.
But normally you would think Mario is like a sacred character for them that would be kept in the hallowed halls of your Nintendo console.
That is exactly right. So it turns out that no, that's not the case. It's coming to your iPhone and it's coming sometime this fall. I don't see a release date here, but it is an endless runner. So think Temple Run, but it's not going to be like from a third person behind perspective. It's going to be that third person side scrolling Mario, and you'll just tap the screen to make Mario jump. The longer you hold your finger down, the higher he will jump. Let's see. Players able to change Mario's direction and control his movements with the timing of their taps. So there you go.
I just see it as one step closer to Galaxy.
That's what you're looking for, right?
Somewhere on my phone.
Nikki wants some Super Mario Galaxy on her phone.
I haven't had a Nintendo console for quite some time, and that's the only thing I forget. I did.
You just didn't get a Wii U. The NX is coming, maybe, for you. I don't know.
It's been a long time.
I know.
And I miss that game.
Super Mario Galaxy is the best.
That and the second one. I love them both.
The Mario Galaxy games are true contenders for favorite games of all time. That's how good they are. I should dig that back up.
I know.
I still have them. In fact, I have them.
About it to where if it was just on my phone, it would not work.
Maybe not.
Anywhere.
Well, you know, the other thing is, like, with your phone, you could shake it.
I know.
You could shake. I know. That's, with the controller to spin Mario, you had to shake the controller.
So even if you're not truly excited about this endless jumper for Mario coming
to your iOS or
Android, just think about the changes that it could lead to and other games coming to your phone.
You're telling me you wouldn't download it?
Yeah, I probably would.
You totally would.
Might not.
Like, of course you will. Like, I'm going to download it.
Might not keep it forever.
Maybe not.
I'd probably like it for a little bit.
You tell me there's a Mario game on my phone, I'm getting it. That's just the kind of guy I am. I'm just hoping, my big hope is when Fire Emblem comes out, I hope it's not free to play. I'm sure it will be. Everything's free.
You gotta pay for the fire.
You gotta pay for the emblem.
That's right. That's the expensive part. Fire's freemium.
Yeah, but that emblem's gonna cost
you. That's right.
Yeah. So again, no release date yet. It'll be out on your iPhone first, and then Android will follow, which means it's like every other app.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Well, here's the deal. Our friends over at Burger King have done it again. They've started the fall fundraiser.
Now,
the fall fundraiser starts today at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. Don't forget about that. You can get in early, radiou.com/donate.
And join us when we come back this afternoon, because we'll have a major announcement.
Yeah, but that's not what Burger King's been working on, Nikki. They've got a Dorito burger.
A Dorito burger?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be...
It is a
seasoning or
nope. It's a looks like a double cheeseburger with wow, that's bacon. Okay. And then it also has Doritos on it.
Ooh, kind of like how I like to put French fries on hamburgers.
How about exactly like that?
Ooh, which if you haven't done,
yeah,
what are you doing?
So it says that's it. They're gonna put that on there. The burger is supposed to be a limited time offer that it will be hitting November 21st. I don't know if... oh, now, wait a minute. Okay, it's not coming to the U.S. Now,
this looks like somewhere in Europe.
Oh, that's depressing. Actually, it's not, because I didn't want this burger until they told me I couldn't have it. I had no intention on going to...
You had no intention until someone told you can't have it.
On going to Burger King for a Whopper burger until somebody said, we're not going to have it. In which case I say, that sucks.
Now this is going to be in Spain, it looks like.
Yep.
And that'll be through November 21st.
Okay, so it's actually going to be out now. Oof.
You can always tell because they make the point to call it American cheese. We would just call it cheese.
Just cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I will tell you, just as a side note, over the weekend, grilled some burgers. I actually bought myself some Kraft singles.
Yeah.
I feel like that calling that cheese is being so generous.
Well, that's why they don't.
I'm not going to lie to you. On a burger, you can't beat that.
You can also tell this is...
It melts.
This is not us, because that's not our bun.
It's not?
That's not our bun.
Oh, you're right. It's a much... Well, but No, it says Nuevo, but I think that's for the whole burger.
Yeah. And you know by the time your Burger King burger would get to you, those Doritos would have lost their structure.
Well, that's the other thing to me that's the problem there, is that I feel like once those Doritos go on there, you got to eat that burger right away.
You do.
It's just like getting a hard shell anything at Taco Bell. If you are not immediately eating that taco, it's worse. It's, let's be honest, you're already in a really bad place in life because you're eating a Taco Bell.
So
but there is,
you don't
it
want
can
a soggy Dorito burger.
Oh, no, it's no good. The problem with this is just, this is too easy for me to do at home. Like, I can buy myself a Whopper, put some Doritos on it, done.
Why don't you
there's,
try it?
There's no mystery here.
Don't forget some bacon.
Well, you know what? I'll get a bacon Whopper or whatever the heck they call it, a bacon double cheeseburger. I'm not getting the lettuce, tomato, and mayo, though. What am I, an animal? No, I don't think so. You know, the other thing about this, it's not unlike, remember their French fry burger?
Oh, I don't remember they did that.
Where it was like they had one guy in the back that strung two fries across the burger, and they're like, look, French fry burger.
You can do it, and you can add more to it.
That's how it should be done. You've got to be the one to do that. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen with the Doritos. There's like one dude in the back that puts a Dorito on there.
Normally, I'm not a Dorito fan, but yesterday at Costco, I found they have a big bag of the Caribbean, the Caribbean citrus ones.
Yeah, okay.
And there's such a light amount of seasoning on there.
That you feel like it's just right?
It's just right. I mean, the whole car ride home.
Yeah. Oh, you just munching?
I ate out of the bag.
Well,
and it's a big bag.
I'll tell you that over the weekend, I broke a cardinal rule, which is I only buy bags of Doritos at Christmas and my birthday because, you know, can't handle them. And I bought Doritos on Friday night. I want you to know that on Monday night, I found the bottom of that bag.
That's it.
And I just felt good that I was able to make it 4 days.
Well, I kept thinking about you. I was like, oh, that's a big bag. But Obi can't. I mean, he says he can't even handle it. And then I start eating them in the car. I was like, oh, you cannot handle these. These are good. Right, but throw them on a burger and there you go. You did what Burger King in Spain will do.
We should eat right now. Right now. Let's go to Spain. Anybody else in Spain for the day?
We have until November 21st.
Quick round trip.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Hey, today, out of nowhere. Okay, so I've been running in the morning. I do that 2 or 3 times a week. I'd like to recommend it to you, but I don't know. I've gotten past the part where I'm like, this feels great. And now I just do it.
Sure. Doesn't mean you like it, but it doesn't mean you hate it.
I don't hate it. You're too asleep to hate it.
Yeah. Like,
it takes almost a full mile before I think I've had one complete thought, and then you're almost done. But today, on my way in, I saw a lot of people out running, and I know it's marathon season. Especially,
so you get more people out.
A lot of people out doing their morning runs. A lot of people have, like, friends that they run with. What's that like?
No, that's when I can usually tell it is for a marathon or for a race.
It's like because a bunch of people.
They've got belts on, flashing things, vests on. They're all like really decked out and they're running in a group. That's usually because they're training.
That's the whole thing I want to talk about here is this morning in my own neighborhood, there was a girl I've never seen who was out running and it was just like another person.
You run.
Do we speak? Or do we just run past each other? I don't even know what that protocol is anymore. But she had like this vest on that, I mean, seriously, it was a combination of Tron and the State Fair. It was
and like one big party.
All these different like colors and stuff. And it was lighting up and like glowing.
If you go to Burning Man, then this might have been your vest.
That's totally it. Dude. It was totally it. And I thought, well, you know, there's no mistaking that there's a person there.
Which is what you want the vest to do.
Or a festival, but there's something there. And I just make sure that I wear white
running shirts. Yeah.
Like a white shirt. Because I figure I'm not out in the middle of nowhere. There are street lamps every so often. White shirt, that ought to be enough, right? Right?
Mm.
No?
You should probably have one flashing item.
You think I need a...
Or reflective. Like, stick some reflective tape on you.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, do you know how many cars I saw while I was out?
By none. But just to be safe, what's the harm?
Just one. Ooh, look at this. Here's a Tracer 360. Revolutionary illuminated reflective vest for running. $51.
I'm honestly thinking more like the $5 range.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, whatever the electrical system is in this thing that's going to be flashing, I want you to know that my sweat is going to destroy it.
You have to be putting, like, batteries all the time.
It's not even that. We'd have to totally rewire the thing. Like, there's just no way that's going to work out. So
when you get like a set of the battery operated Christmas lights, you know, like the smaller ones.
You know what? That seems perfectly reasonable. Make
actually. A belt out of it, or
and that's like what, $3? You
yeah,
think?
Yeah, throw one of those on you and you're fine.
Here we go. LED running vest and belt. Height. Well, you know the belt's not going to fit me, so that's great. They're like, hey, this is.
Are
all
you running into doors everywhere you turn?
No, it's just one of those things. Problem? Where like anything.
One size does not fit all with running.
I know. They're going to be like, we have these vests for runners, and I'm going to put it on. And be like, well, you, sir, are obviously not a runner.
There's a difference between marathon runners and other runners.
And people like me.
Other
people
runners.
That have found some equilibrium between, like,
people that run
featured
so they can
on
eat.
That fat TV show about people that can't walk anymore because they're so fat.
No,
and
like,
then, like,
to find out, like, the big boned people that really do exist.
That's right. I have huge bones. You wouldn't believe the size of
these
bones.
Well, you don't have to get something that lights up, but just something reflective.
I could. This one's kind of neat. All right, wait, let's see. Sizes, small, medium, large. I don't see an extra large here.
And I'm gonna, like an extra large is going to be like a vanity size too.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I got my t-shirt on this morning. This is a 2X because...
I thought you were going to want to shrink that.
No. Actually, that was really depressing. I got my new t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're all 2Xs and they fit perfect. They fit perfect. Like, completely.
He's like, well, you just size up, you know.
Normally, like, the last run of t-shirts I got, they were 2X, and I really did. I'm like, all right, wash them
in the
hot
dryer.
Water, put them in the dryer. They were perfect. These came out of the bag.
That's because you're getting muscular. You're getting stronger.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting huge, guys. I'm getting huge.
Well, look for something else then.
So, but you feel like maybe for protection, I need a...
I wouldn't be bad. Or even like some socks. I see some runners. Get some reflective socks.
Okay, reflective. I don't want any flashing lights.
No, do reflective. And socks are generously sized.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing for sure. Like, my feet aren't getting any fatter. They're just kind of there. So I feel good about that. In fact, this whole 3 minutes we've been talking here...
Confidence builder, a booster.
I feel really good about it, guys.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.